This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you. Good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Switz. Most of us can sympathise with a fellow who received a phone call from his wife just as she was about to fly home from Europe. "How's my cat?" she asked. "Dead." "Oh, don't be so honest, honey. Why didn't you break the news to me slyly? You've ruined my trip." "What do you mean?" "Well, you could have told me," she said, "that he was on the roof, and when I called you from Paris, you could have told me that he was acting sluggish. When I called from London, you could have said my cat was sick. And when I called you from New York, you could have said that my cat was at the vet. And then when I arrived home, it's then that you could have said he was dead." Well, the husband had never been exposed to this sort of thing, and she was fairly blunt with him, but he was willing to learn. "Okay," he said, "I'm sorry, I'll do better next time." "And by the way," she asked, "how's Mum?" There was a long silence before he replied, "Oh, she's on the roof." You know, telling the truth can sometimes be uncomfortable. And this is the matter of the truth. Man is always asked, what is truth? I think it's a big question to ask. This search for freedom and truth is nothing new. The movie Braveheart that you may have seen is about William Wallace and Scotland's fight for freedom from the cruel rule of the English king. And Wallace had many victories over the English, but in the end, a friend betrayed him, and the king by then, if you know the story, was very old and frail. He was dying, but he was determined to not merely kill Wallace, but to have him beg for mercy and a quick death. So just before Wallace died, he mustered all his remaining strength, and he screamed out that one word, freedom. That sound penetrated the air and reached the ears of the dying king. And as we read the history books, we're really overwhelmed with the fact that the search for freedom is behind so many of the conflicts that have happened, so many of the world wars and deaths of people, so many struggles. And you can read it, of course, in the history books, the struggle for freedom and for truth. Thousands of refugees have fled countries to come to our own country and to other peace-loving countries. And we've heard the tragic stories, haven't we, in the newspaper? There was one day the photo of three little girls who had drowned, and they were members of a group of people trying to get to Australia in this leaky old fishing boat that was crowded with something like 350 refugees. And tragically, this boat had sunk somewhere near Indonesia, and the three children were unable to hang on to their mother. And these kids, along with others, drowned. So sad. And the newspaper reported how the mother had actually paid a huge amount of money in order to make this journey from Iran. So there are lots of stories like that that we've heard about in the media. And I think we ask a question, why do people risk everything, even their very lives, to make this sort of journey? I think the answer is quite simple. It's all about freedom. Freedom from persecution and oppressive governments, from freedom from fear and war, freedom to have a good education, to have a good job in a country like Australia, a freedom to live in safety. So what they did was very dangerous, but really these people were so desperate to go to a place where they could bring up their children in freedom and peace. And if we were in their shoes, I guess we would be prepared to do anything to get our families to a place of freedom. So you can imagine how disappointed we would feel if we were confined to a refugee camp after coming so far. So here we are, living in Australia. We live in a peaceful, we live in a freedom-loving country. And some people have come to this country, as I've said, because of freedom. In the Bible, Jesus was actually on trial for his life. It was a critical day when he faced Pilate. And we read about it in John 18. Pilate asked him this intriguing question. "Are you a king then? You say that I'm a king. And you're right," Jesus said. "I was born for the purpose. I've come to bring truth to the world. All who love the truth recognize what I say is true." And then that intriguing question, what is truth? I want to take this a bit further again tomorrow. Heavenly Father, sometimes people think that money brings happiness, and yet the evidence shows a different story. So many rich and famous people are not that happy with an emptiness inside. Help me, Lord, not to become that person with making the same mistake. When I have a relationship with you, I have everything I need. Thank you.